Now, fifthly and lastly, unpopularity. Unpopularity. This is not really a characteristic of the new man. It's just something he often experiences. The Buddha, as we can gather even from that poem, was not very popular with the band of five. They expected great things from him. Thought he'd gain enlightenment by self-torture, by asceticism. And when he gave up self-torture, realizing it was useless, and started taking a few morsels of food, they left him in disgust. He became very unpopular with them. And even after the enlightenment, we find that the Buddha was frequently criticized by all sorts of people. You might think that someone gains enlightenment and starts teaching the way to enlightenment, it will be pleased and happy, but not at all. Some people were most annoyed, most offended by this. And as I say, the Buddha was not at all popular with them. It's lucky, or it was lucky for the Buddha, that the Indians on the whole are a rather tolerant people, rather more tolerant than we are in the West. So the Buddha was not actually killed, unpopular though he was in certain quarters. But Socrates was killed. Socrates, we know, was forced to drink hemlock. Confucius, another new man, was chased from state to state. And on one occasion, he almost died of starvation by the roadside in a ditch. Zoroaster had to struggle, as the Buddha did, with the vested interests of an entrenched hereditary priesthood. And as for the prophets of Israel, they were frequently stoned. And in modern times, even the comparatively harmless and innocent artist or writer is not always popular. In modern times, he has in fact been known to rouse the mob to a state of frenzy and fury. However, this all brings us to the verge of next week's lecture, when we shall be dealing with art and the spiritual life. And in this lecture, next week's lecture, we shall be having something to say about the new man as artist, if you like, as artistic genius, as well as about the place of art in the spiritual life, in fact its place in the whole course of the higher evolution of man. But it's time to close for this week, and I hope that I've been able to give you some idea of the axial age, the period when the higher evolution of man begins, the period of the emergence of the new man.